Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now get the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great information. You get on that site. That's where you pre-register for all the fantastic webinars and events. The Dow losing 614 points at close. Listen, futures up over 300. That is a very good sign. Lots affecting China and everything else. We'll get into everything as we welcome in Mr. Ferentino. Good morning, sir. And that was a rough day. Yesterday, that Dow was down a lot more and climbed back to get to 614. How are you, sir? Good to have you.
We have Greg. It's down as high as almost 900 points. Can you hear me, Jay? Yes, good. Okay.
Yeah, I got you now. Yep.
Got you too. There you go. All right, so the Dow was down quite a bit, as you said. It was a tough day to watch, this S&P 500. You know, it was down like 2.5% or so, and then some buying came in, which I was hoping to see, and it happened in the middle of the day. But we're still talking about a 1% to 2% sell-off on a $34,000 Dow. So, I mean... I don't know. If you have something at 100 and it goes to 98, are people panicking? So that's how I see it in perspective. But we haven't seen that kind of, when you add that to what's happened during the month of September, it's been a tough month so far, and hopefully we'll recover from that in due order. All right, so we had some ugly numbers. We look at, hey, is there any place to hide? You know, see the 10-year yield at a 1.33. That moved up a little bit. We're looking at some very sad areas. I was looking particularly for gold, and gold didn't have much of a move at all at 1766. Again, natural gas at $5, oil at 70, almost 71. So tough day all around for the markets. There's the catalyst of what caused the thing. We started talking about the mosaic of problems. There's this Chinese-based Evergrande, and it's going to be defaulting on their payments. There's employs a lot of people in China and around the country, around the world, and that's an investment that is in trouble, and it'll be a true test to see how the Chinese economy is holding up. But there's other issues continuing to weigh really on those of us investing, including the Federal Reserve's timeline for tapering. Again, the $120 billion a month may go to $119, $118. The spreading Delta variant, although if you watch the Emmys, it didn't seem like there was any issues whatsoever. And political uncertainty around the U.S. debt ceiling. So that's another debate. They're not going to allow for the debt ceiling to go through with the spending package. You can only pass one continuing resolution per year. That will have to have some sort of either majority or, guess what, Jay, the government may be shut down again. That's a tactic. Tends to get a lot of press. I don't think anybody's going there yet, but that is looming out there. So every Friday I tell my kids the government is shutting down Friday night. It won't be open again until Monday, and that's pretty much the people. There's always people working even when they shut down the government. U.S. Treasury yields are lower as investors look for safe havens. So looking at the Delta variant and the decision by the Federal Reserve to begin tapering asset purchases, we're going to keep an eye on that. That's only going to be on Wednesday. Today we do get some economic news that we'll be looking towards, not as seriously, but housing starts, the month-to-month housing starts, building permits for new construction, and the current account balance. We'll see what that looks like. And then in terms of stocks, we start to hear from AutoZone, which is going on right now. And then after the market, we'll hear from FedEx, Stitch Fix, and Adobe. So we also have a speech by the president in front of the United Nations. I don't know what that's going to do for his popularity, but we'll see how that all adds up. And we have some other news that the Bitcoin has come down, like dropped almost 8%. We're not investing in Bitcoin, but just wanted to know it's another sell-off that we saw yesterday, 8% move, whereas the Dow was down, at the end 1.7%. Just to give you a perspective. And I think this idea with the El Salvador, that the El Salvador is going to move to Bitcoin as a currency, is going to put some businesses, put some people out of businesses, like people who remit payments or wire money to a country like El Salvador. I think it costs something like, $200. I mean, if to wire $200 costs maybe, $25, some number like that. So if you could just do it in Bitcoin, you won't need somebody like a Western Union to do the transfer. So we'll see how that goes. And there's a lot of money from our country that flows to other countries. And you'll see them in a lot of communities where you can send money to family members. Some people do it on a month-to-month basis. So we're on another news. We see Africa sending Africa's got a space industry. But the first satellite was launched more than 20 years ago. 44 have been sent into orbit since 20 years, and by 13 African countries. And so what are they doing? Well, some of them are doing weather mapping. Some are doing making sure they can get some critical information in real time, and some are doing some defense. So very interesting that Africa's got into the space business. And that's what I have for today, Jay. We're just keeping an eye. Tomorrow, I just want to mention, in terms of the Craig James Financial website, we have for 15 minutes on Wednesday the 22nd, that's tomorrow, 9 to 9:15. The Fiorentino 15 will be talking about the impending depletion of Social Security. Last month, the Social Security Administration released its annual trustees report on the state of the Social Security Trust Fund. According to the report, the fund is expected to run empty by 2033, a full year sooner than previously projected. This is 2021, so we're talking about 12 years here. So we're going to talk about how is the Social Security Trust Fund looking, will it deplete of money, and what can be done today to protect it.
All right. You got a lot going on. You know, the only thing, as soon as I read the main reason what people were talking about with this Evergrande, I just find it hard to believe the Chinese real estate of Evergrande affected the markets in such a huge way. I mean, let's not hide the fact of what we're really talking about here, and that is the overall inflation. And people are scared right now. And I think, you're using Evergreen. One's using Evergreen as kind of a way to, to camouflage what really is a major problem and has been as far as our overall economy is concerned. You know, the endless spending and everything else. Listen, it's going to have an effect in some shape or form. Yesterday we saw it. But quite frankly, what's next? What will next be to blame as far as, the deterioration and everything else going on right now? So, interesting to read about that, but that was my first inclination of thinking as far as where I was going with this, because we know what the overall problem has been, right?
A good concern. Sorry, yeah. The company is nearing bankruptcy because it took on a massive amount of debt. I don't think this is being well analyzed here in the country, but a massive amount of debt totaling something like $300 billion, employs 200,000 people, and contributes to about 4 million jobs in China. So it's going to affect the Chinese economy, which then could affect our economy, allowed for the crypto market to fall, and the collapse could trigger the fall of other struggling Chinese companies, in both real estate plus companies that we're more familiar with. Now, I won't mention the names because I don't want to scare anybody, but it could have a domino effect on other Chinese companies. And the Evergrande is either going to collapse, but the government is not going to give it bailout money. And I think that's what's going on. So it's a bigger deal than we think. And if China has, it used to be if America has, if America sneezes, the world has a cold. Well, now the question is, if China sneezes, does the world have a cold? We'll wait and see on that one.
Yeah, I tend to agree, my friend. Let's see what the day holds as far as this is concerned. We look forward to talking with you on a Wednesday morning. Now, you stay well.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.